Hello, guys. This is Eva from Bay Harbor, Metspa, Miami, and Atlanta. And today I'm going to answer a question about laser hair removal and pregnancy. So some people ask me whether if you start laser hair removal before you are pregnant, and then in the middle of the process you get pregnant, one, can you continue doing laser hair removal whilst you are pregnant? Two, will it have any interference with the pregnancy? Three, if you stop doing laser hair removal during pregnancy, will it reverse the hair growth back to the original condition because you don't do laser for half a year or a year? So here are the answers. First of all, laser hair removal can be done. There is nowhere any connection, correlation between pregnancy and a laser hair removal affecting pregnancy for a simple reason. The laser beam is only about this long. It's just tiny, tiny. It goes just to the hair follicle under the skin where the hair follicle sits. So it has no correlation to your pregnancy. But because we live in the United States of America, which is a very lawsuit-happy country, and everybody sues everybody for everything, I suggest that every woman that does a laser hair removal and she gets pregnant, by the time of 4 or 5 months, stop doing laser. So you don't put your person that takes care of you into any predicament that if you lose your pregnancy, you will go and try to sue somebody. So just stop doing laser. So that's number one. But not because medically it's necessary, but you just want to be on the safe side that you don't do anything, like you wouldn't do bungee jumping when you are pregnant, or you don't jump from a plane when you are pregnant. But you can fly. There is nothing that says that you cannot fly. I think you can fly up to 2 weeks before your delivery due date. So, said that. Now, question number two. So we know that you stop somewhere after 4 or 5 months of being pregnant. Now, will you get more hair or the same hair coming back because you stopped laser hair removal? The answer is categorically not. But there is a caveat to it. And here is what happens. So, when you are pregnant, hormones in your body change. When you breastfeed, hormones in your body change. When you stop breastfeeding, hormones in your body change. There can be a situation that after pregnancy, because of all the hormonal changes on and off, you will stimulate more hair follicles or some more hair follicles that were dormant because your hormones were doing this. They were not level. But whatever was destroyed during the treatments up to the day that you stop doing laser hair removal will not regrow back, because you have to have the elementary understanding of what laser hair removal is and how it works. Laser destroys the hair follicle under the skin. But here are the three caveats that come to it. Human hair grows in cycles and in stages. A full cycle of your hair grows on your chin. A full cycle is 3 months. In the 3 months period, you have three stages. Anagen, catagen, and telogen. Anagen is the growing stage, catagen is in between stage, and telogen is the sleeping stage. Laser can destroy the hair only when it's in the anagen stage, in the growing stage. I made another chart. Go watch the other video where I explained why and how laser works. I put a chart up and I explained it. However, a growing stage, the anagen stage, only lasts 2 weeks out of 3 months. So this is why when anybody that is not pregnant starts doing laser hair removal, you have to do minimum 12 treatments. Minimum. There's no less than that. And usually it's more. Why? Because you only get in a year about 5 cycles of hair growth. So it requires a repeat treatment. And each time that I laser, each time I laser the chin, each time I kill approximately between 7 to 10%. of the total area's hair follicles, because only about 7 to 10% are in the growing stage. You understand that? That means that I kill 7% today, 7% in another 4 or 5 weeks, 7% in another 4 or 5 weeks. Those follicles, those 7 or 10% that I kill today, those are dead. If I get pregnant tomorrow, those 10% that I killed up to now, 20%, are dead. Those will never come alive. They are dead. If you want to know how they are dead, go watch the video that I did a couple of days ago about, and I explained how laser hair removal works. And I put in the video, the thumbnail of the video is actually a poster of, it's a yellow background poster with hair follicles and hair and explanation. So go look at that video because I gave a good explanation. So the answer is no, you will not necessarily have more hair. Those hairs that were killed during the, before the pregnancy, those hairs will never come alive. Dead is dead. If I was able to make something that's dead alive, I would be the richest person in the world because, oh my God, I could bring a lot of stuff that's dead alive, but that's not possible. Dead is dead. So just wanted to touch up on this and answer this question as best as I can. If you have more questions, guys, if you want me to talk about any topic in my YouTube video, in my Instagram, in my podcast, please email me at medspa, M-E-D-S-P-A, 33154 @gmail.com. That's M-E-D-S-P-A, 33154 @gmail.com. Email me. Ask me questions. Tell me topics that you would like me to talk about. Because I am only as good as you ask me questions. When you ask me questions, I come up with answers. So, ask me, I will answer you. Generally, most questions are not stupid questions, so you don't have to feel bad. And if there is a question you ask me and I don't know, I will tell you I don't know. So medspa33154@gmail.com, that is my email. Always, if you want me to talk about videos, just ask me. Second, if you like this video, what I will ask of you, and this is not for my sake, but this is for your sake and for you human being friends and human beings that you don't know, that are like yourself, that want to know. Please share. Share my videos. Share my podcast. Share the link here on YouTube. Share the link here on Instagram. Share my link. Forward this information on your social media. Why? Not because me. Because guys, 99.9% I never get to see any of you, but for you, because I provide such amazing information, there's nobody like me. So share it, because we are all women, we all need this information. So share my information, don't be stingy, and share the information for whether Instagram or YouTube. Now I want to say, because I'm right now recording for both Instagram, I have on YouTube or close to 700 videos, and I talk on YouTube a lot about any subject. So all Instagram viewers, if you're interested, are part of sharing. My YouTube is it's YouTube/ Eva Taub Skincare, EvaTaub Skincare. Eva Taub Skincare. So YouTube, Eva Taub Skincare, that's actually my same name that's on Instagram. That's my YouTube channel. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I will always answer your questions. My telephone number is 305-864-3333. This is a number that can reach me anywhere in the world. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I travel quite a lot. I'm right now in Miami, in my Bay Harbor location, where I am for 33 years. I have another location in Atlanta, in Noonan, south of the airport of Atlanta. And I do specialize in black skin, dark skin, Latin skin, Middle East, Mediterranean skin. That's my specialty. Of course, I treat white skin, but I am specializing in dark skin. So if you are a woman, if you are a man, if you are black, if you are dark, if you are Latina, if you are Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, Indian, Pakistani, doesn't matter, Sicilian, and you have unwanted hair, or you have ingrown hairs, or you have discoloration, or you suffer from PCOS, or you suffer from endometriosis, please make sure to contact me. and visit me in my clinics in Georgia or visit me in Bay Harbor. Thank you, guys. This is Ava. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye, Ava.